This week, the dads are left speculating on what on earth Nintendo could be bringing to their highly anticipated Nintendo Direct event. The internet is exploding, and the dads will give their take. For the Gaming Dad Victory of the Week, we meet Strawberry Fang with an inspiring tale of incredible accomplishments in-game and even more incredible accomplishments in life. All on New Dad Gaming. Yeah.
We are in business.
And business is good.
Business.
No dad should ever say that.
No.
Please stop. The adult beverages are poured. The kids are asleep. Welcome to New Dad Gaming, a show about fatherhood, gaming, and new fathers figuring out their gaming lives. My name is Trevor, and I have a 4-month-old and a 2-year-old.
And I'm Jeff. I have a 7-year-old and a 4-year-old.
So, yeah, 4 months. That is crazy. It's been 2 weeks, right? And just, like, how is this 4 months of a new baby? Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, time flies. It's time for a new one.
Yeah, yeah. That's the first thought in my mind, I assure you.
That's right.
Like I say every week, if I was guaranteed to have another one this pleasant, I'd consider it.
Oh, okay. Yes, that's right.
Although the problem is too, like it's not that easy because it's the both pregnancies have been very difficult. Morning sickness, and just awful. And then post, like you kind of forget those parts, like the entire year basically, where it's your wife is absolutely understandably miserable,
right?
Because like, her body is exploding with another human inside. And then all the, you know, the trauma of childbirth and then dealing with that afterwards, like amongst in your current baby sleep deprived state, you kind of forget.
I really hope people are listening that are just, you know, going through the pregnancy right now, and now you just scared them into submission.
Oh yeah, I'm about to have my first kid and I like games. Let me check out this nice little podcast. Oh no.
Oh my god, it's them too.
What have I done? I thought it was gonna be pleasant. So I'll jump into the story though, because so four months old and now he's rolling all over the place. Which
that's good.
Well, it's on kind time. Of. He has been for a couple of weeks, really. I think this might be the first time I mention it. That's, you know, that's on track. That's where he's kind of supposed to be as far as his development. But it's shocking in the sense of like, oh, so you're one of these little humans too. Okay. Because before he's just cute little baby and he's adorable and this is great. And now he has some mobility, which reminds you that he's a human that will develop into more of a human that will be more difficult.
Right. Yes.
So honeymoon's over, 4 months.
Temper tantrums and all sorts of stuff.
Oh, not eating, not going to bed.
Yeah. It's just, that all factors in, right?
It's like, well, it was a good run. Now he's just a little steamroller. But before we get into the rest of the show, it is time for the Gaming Dad Victory of the Week.
Yay.
Thank you for that enthusiasm.
It's my favorite part.
Gaming Dad Victory of the Week. Each week we give recognition to a gaming dad who's gone above and beyond in his gaming, his fatherhood, or both. This week's winner is Reddit user Strawberry Fang with an inspiring post about work, kids, and gaming balance. Specifically, so in his post, he features Destiny 2 and a much sought-after goal with that game of not one, not two, but three maxed-out characters. So each of the classes, just taken to their absolute extreme. If you follow that game at all, you know that maxing out a character to their full power is not a small task. And he's got all three of them. So, you know, interesting enough, but that's not the real story. So what's really impressive is that he is a widowed father of a 2-year-old. He is a full-time nurse, and he's also going to school full-time.
It's like, what more do I need in my life? Okay.
And it's just like an absolute incredible display of time management, where he's achieving so much in his life. He's raising a little one, and he's still finding this bit of time for himself, a little bit of personal time. Like, from a time management perspective, like, that is just fantastic.
Yeah, so, like, in terms of someone that doesn't know Destiny 2, like myself, how much time are we talking about here? Is this, like, you know, a good 8 hours I can max on my character, or are we talking, like, 400 hours a piece?
Yeah, so I wouldn't know that.
Wait, you're not at level 20? You're not maxed out? Come on.
Oh, there was a... No, see, those, my friend, are two very different things. There's the level max, but then... Oh. Which, you know, that just means you can have certain weapons. The power, the armor and the weapons that you gain from doing quests and everything, that's how your power raises.
Okay.
Your leveling really has nothing to do with it besides what you can wield. And right. I have never approached max on my one character. Like, not even close. So unfortunately, despite the time I've sunk into that game, I can't even answer it. All I can go on is the Reddit forum about it, which, when they're not being really salty at Blizzard for what they've done, or Activision, they are speaking about the difficulty of it. I can't get max, or I finally got max. Here's my post. Like, adorn me with your praise because I did it. So it's not a small feat. And then to do it with three is fantastic. And then to do it amongst being raising a kid, full-time nurse, also going to school, it's really puts it in perspective how awful I'm with time management.
Yeah, you have to up your game. It's kind of good. It has you beat three times over.
Oh, but it was a fantastic achievement, and even better, attached to an even better story. From a personal and gaming perspective. So hats off to a well-deserved win to Strawberry Fang for the Gaming Dad Victory of the Week.
Congrats. That's insane.
Yeah.
It's a great, like, even just to have that amount of focus on one game where I'm just like shiny things. Oh, look at this new game.
Oh, this one too.
Don't complete the other game.
Oh man, that segues me into two things. The first segue is on Destiny 2. Hey, I'm playing Destiny 2 again.
Hey, look at you.
I did. No, it's funny because you had mentioned it too. You had very wisely called out on the other show where it's like, you know, what's good about it is it'll always be there for you.
Right.
And, well, okay, that sounded a little bit overly romantic. in the sense that, you know what it is, it's good. And so between... thinking about it a bit and just seeing some posts and kind of got me like thinking about it a little bit. I saw there was this great video. What is it called? It's a gaming video on YouTube. Extra credits. If you ever get a chance to watch any of the extra credit series, which is a show about video games, game design, everything else, it's utterly incredible. But actually, when I was watching, came across my feed watching one about Destiny 1. And he compared it to Law and Order, the show.
Okay.
I'm with you. Stay with me. Yeah. So the premise being that, like, if you don't know what to want, when you're overburdened with choice, you have very little time. You're not sure what maybe the other person wants to watch.
Yes.
You can't go wrong with Law and Order. It's not offensive and it is enjoyable and you don't really need to know anything about before and you can get in, get out, enjoy it. Like, there's no thinking about it, right? And very much for him, his hypothesis or his like theory in this video was that this is the Law and Order of gaming where it's like, you know what you're getting. You're going to have a great time. If you have friends, they can all come and enjoy different aspects of it. Like, if they want to fight against other people, it's got PvP. If you want to go against computer, great. Anything you want to do. So, all these factors basically culminated into me getting back into it. Blasting through. So I decided to set a new character. So I'm finally on now my second character.
No, maxed out. Yeah, we know.
Yeah, now we're close. Well, the best part is for the first character, I got him up to 300. I think the max now is like 360 or something even huger. But
okay.
I got past 300. I'm like, you know what? He looks cool. I got a bunch of good looking. You got a bunch of good looking stuff now, right? And I even colored it a bit.
Yeah.
So that looks great. He's over 300.
He's on top. Yeah.
He's out. Check mark finished. Let's move on to the next guy. The best part about shaders too is like I made the mistake early of, so in Destiny 2 when you get armor or guns or anything, I think it's mostly armor, you can color it, right? So you get these shaders in the game and you go, okay, I want this one to be pink or purple or brown or blue.
You should let your kids color your characters when they're a little bit older. Just that would, like...
that would look
here's
awesome.
Here's primary color man going through Destiny 2.
Every color boy. Here comes Rainbow fella. So he... But it, like in these early, like in the early stages, like you are just churning out weapons every 5 minutes, like or in armor, right? Like it's just so nonsensical to stop or enjoy any bit of your armor, because you have to keep raising it up too. Because what I've discovered or what was explained to me is that if you have like a, let's say there's an 85 helmet you like, but you get a new helmet at 89, you really have to put that new one on because the next thing you get will actually take into account your current number.
Oh.
So you have no impetus, besides like the obvious like stat boost, you have no impetus to keep the old stuff. So like you were just churning this stuff, churn. And I remember at one point I had some stuff like I thought looked awesome, right? So I'm gonna use these shaders. Shaders are one-time use. I have five of these things, I have five pieces of armor. I can color it all once. If you have three, you know, you're at a...
What color you can only use once?
You can only use it once.
And then you're done. Then you have to buy new ones? Like you have to...
You get a whole bunch. I mean, some of the coolest ones, of course, they're going to put behind the cosmetic stuff that you have to purchase.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know. It depends on how you're playing. Honestly, I'm seeing them come in so fast and furious, you wouldn't really need them. And some of them, for instance, I have like 16 of them.
Oh,
okay. So like I have a bevy. So anyways, I remember the one time I'm like, man, this guy looks cool now. I'm going to like paint him up. Paint him on one color. Looks awesome. I do want to match. And then like what would have been less than 10 minutes later... I get something that has like an extra 10 stat, completely the wrong color. It's like, well, great. Okay. So I looked coordinated for all of 10 minutes.
It doesn't match my uniform. Come on.
But I had to do it because I got to get bigger numbers.
There you go.
Oh, so anyways, he looks good. Stats are fine. So I moved on.
Wow.
Man, there's two segues that you'd thrown to me and I forgot the other one, which means it's not important. But I kind of want to get into the other big topic. So you, in the lead up to this show, you had uttered some words that I had not heard anything about.
This is going to be shocking to, like, I think, most people.
Yeah, and you were like, oh, we could talk about this. I'm like, what the heck is that? I've never heard of it. So let's. So for the benefit of the users and myself, why don't you go ahead and explain this concept or this mystery thing that has come due out in the future.
So, the mystery item that we're talking about is the Nintendo Direct. So, Nintendo Direct does about 5 or 6 of these a year for the last, I don't know, 8, 9 years. And they announce new hardware, new games, all this. It's like their big announcement at their own kind of leisure. They do a Nintendo Direct, they might announce a game, they might announce hardware, they might go into a few games. No one really knows. It's kind of like the roll of the dice.
Wait. So Nintendo Direct is not like a product or something. Nintendo Direct is like a show?
It's a conference. Yeah, conference, it's like their own like personal E3, just not as big. So they do a few of them throughout the year to kind of, which makes sense, right? Like you kind of lead people along through the year so they know that they, you know, something's constantly in the pipeline. So I get it. But the big thing is that they usually do it in January. I think the last one was November, and they're due for one, and there's been a whole bunch of leaks and like tweets that have been then deleted saying, you know, it's coming today or soon, and then all these other rumors leak out and people kind of go back on them and time is ticking by and still nothing's being announced. So people are waiting for this Nintendo Direct and we're getting so hyped up about something that may not happen. Because no one knows a date. They usually, Nintendo has a habit of just dropping it, and then people just have to like tune in. Like, for whatever reason, they like to work this way. Like, oh my god, I need to get out of work, I need to stop the car on the highway, we need to tune into Nintendo Direct.
Boss, listen, I can't come in today.
Yeah.
Big news.
I totally understand. You take the day. Let me know what happens.
Happening? Shut it down. Shut down the whole place.
Yeah.
Sir, we're a hospital. We can't shut down. Nintendo Direct!
It doesn't matter. Put it over the PA.
People in gurneys are like scrolling down the hallways like, Nintendo Direct!
Yeah. So it's totally up in the air what Nintendo's going to do. They are tweeting out themselves with just nonsensical characters with no context, and people are trying to figure out what this all means and piecing together this, you know, huge puzzle of, okay, they tweeted this out, so it must mean this date, and this is going to be announced, and people are trying to, like, get evidence on their website, and anyway, the internet is hyped up. If they don't announce something, I think someone's going to have a heart attack. Nintendo will be responsible for deaths. So,
like the only Nintendo news I'd heard was that there was speedrunners trying to best each other on who could get Mario shirtless the quickest in Mario Odyssey. That's Nintendo the last Direct. Nintendo news. Yeah, Nintendo right Direct.
Right there.
Direct yep. to Mario topless.
Yep.
So, man, what on earth would they? Okay, but Nintendo's playing along. Like, you said they're tweeting characters.
Yeah, so...
And to be specific, characters like as okay. in Mario and Luigi and...
No. The one by Nintendo New York is a hot dog man. It's just this kind of emoji hot dog man, like, made in one of the, like, the Wii characters kind of thing. So it's just a face in a hot dog suit. That's a little cute character.
Oh, my goodness.
Who knows what it means?
Oh, no.
And then a robot. It's like a... robot with a plug and it's on fire. Oh. Again, no one knows what it means. They're trying to piece it together. So they're trolling us.
They're trying to figure it out themselves.
They're like, oh crap, we weren't scheduling one, so we better whip something together. Yeah, so I don't know. And rumors are flying what they could announce this thing if it does happen. But they are due, so we're expecting it to drop any day now, any minute now. It could be happening right now, and we're doing this show.
Okay, so everyone's favorite part of the show, where Trevor Googles something. Nintendo Direct 2018, I Google. Let's see, yes. Chibi Robot teases fans wait on January Switch. Nintendo trolls fans waiting yep. for Nintendo Direct. Reaction is priceless. Nintendo better announce a Nintendo Direct before fans explode.
Right. It's really, okay, another thing that happened today that's in close proximity to this is, you know, Cyberpunk, the new, it's the new game that's by the Witcher guys, CD Projekt Red. They haven't said anything for 5 years. They tweet out something beep today, and the internet goes nuts. No other context to it. Just tweeted out beep, just like they're beep. Still alive. So, like, Nintendo's trolling us, CD Projekt Red's trolling us. I don't know what's happening. I'm on edge. But this is why I like Sony. I like Sony. They announce things to like years in advance. I can tune in, watch it on Twitch. We're good. But no, Nintendo Direct, I'm surprised you haven't heard of it.
You're right. People are going nuts. I don't understand, like, because the biggest one is on Reddit.
Yeah. Yeah, don't go into that rabbit hole. There's all sorts of, like, they can announce this, and they've said this here, and...
So I'm trying to think about what...
Well, I have a list of what they could announce. The rumors Ooh. Are Red Dead Redemption
for 2. The Switch?
Well, you never know. That could be a huge thing.
Yeah.
Bayonetta 3 has been rumored, but nothing's been confirmed. Metroid Prime 4 was announced last E3. They might show footage. Pokemon. They're due for a Pokemon game. Like, they did Mario and Zelda last year.
I thought they just had the Sun and Moon.
Yeah, on 3DS, but a Switch version would be insane, right? Right? Smash Brothers, they're looking at. People want a Smash Brothers.
That would make sense.
Even a Mario Maker, an updated Mario Maker for the Switch would be awesome to take portable and then dock it. Even their virtual console, which they've kind of not launched yet, but people are clamoring for. They want to buy old games. Nintendo's not really letting them give their money to them. So even structure around that, or like their whole online thing that they're supposed to be charging for, but they haven't yet because they haven't got it figured out yet. Those are the main rumors, and then other ones that are more extreme are like maybe it's a new set of hardware, maybe it's a 3DS upgrade, maybe it's an accessory for the Switch. I don't know what that could be, but...
I'm trying to think, was there any other huge Switch titles that were already announced? or features that were talked about that they haven't delivered on that would be like easy wins for them? And nothing comes to mind. Like it.
No, it's really like we got a peep at Metroid Prime 4. That's nowhere near done. So they could show footage of that, of just even 30 seconds of it. But I don't know. They kind of spent everything in the first year out, I think. I don't know. Maybe they have, you know, multi-year plan, but Mario and Zelda and Splatoon all out in the first year.
Yeah, like, jeez.
There's a brand new Mario Kart. I don't know. Like, that seems a little close to the last one.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like they would need that. I don't know. No. For some reason, just like a game doesn't seem like it'd be... Well, okay, I'll take that back, actually, because if it was Smash, so mm-hmm. Smash Brothers, like, that would be...
That would be huge, because there's a big eSport kind of thing around that that everybody could get into.
How wild would that be, though? So they would be, in secret, producing what would arguably be one of their biggest titles probably of the year. Like, this would be this year's Zelda, right? Like, Zelda just murdered it last year.
Yeah.
And they come to this year and like Smash available in 2 months, like the East.
Yeah, that would be insane. If they did that, that would be insane. That would be their huge game.
Especially with a focus of, which I don't know if they have it in them, because I just don't think they've ever done online or competitive very well. But if they've gotten their ducks in a row where like this could be the first Smash that's actually properly suited to competitive play to start getting in on the eSport trend.
That could be a good one. And even people are saying that, you know, the Switch does need some more mature titles, and, you know, PlayStation, Xbox are getting Assassin's Creed Origins and even Battlefront 2, and, you know, is that stuff going to be available for the Switch in some capacity? You know, lower resolution, but it's still there. Or are they going to go in their back catalog and bring out something that is a remaster, remake of whatever? You could do it, like, Nintendo has a great catalog of games. They could do pretty much anything and people will go nuts for it.
Yeah, like they could do any of the Zelda games. They could do anything with the old Mario franchise. It's like a up-resed version of, or a remake of Mario Sunshine, for instance. Like, I think people would, Majora's Mask. Well, I guess, did they do that for the 3DS though?
Mario Sunshine?
No, Majora's Mask.
Oh, yes. But they're thinking a rumor is Link's Awakening. So a remake of the Super Nintendo classic.
Oof.
With an open world like Breath of Fire, or the latest Zelda game. Is it Breath of Fire?
No. Dang. Breath of the Wild?
Breath of the Wild, sorry.
Yeah.
Breath of Fire is a different game, so they can't announce that.
They could do that one too. Could it be a Final Fantasy... No, there's no way
Square Enix would keep.
I don't think Square Enix would keep quiet. They would rumble. I'm trying to think about, like, here's a new 3DS. I can't picture that being interesting enough. Like, what on earth would they do with a 3DS?
Right. They already have the 2DS. They have the clamshell version it's pretty new.
Yeah, I think it feels like they had a 3DS announcement within the last like 4 months.
And I don't know if you'd want to compete with your new portable/docking console.
And then
maybe it's a compatibility thing. Like, now your 3DS games work on the Switch. Wouldn't that be crazy? Like an adapter.
Yeesh. Oof.
Right? I don't know why you would need it, but you would just plug it in and you could do it on your TV. I don't know. Portable.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that was a fantastic add-on for the old Super Nintendo. I don't know if you... Did you ever have that one?
Yeah,
Game Boy games? Yeah, that was amazing. Yeah. That was fantastic. Yeah,
even Game Boy Color, where it converted the black and white Game Boy games into, like, color. Like, but then you could buy specific games that had the actual color in them.
Okay, so before hardware for me feels difficult to think about. I'm trying to think, is there any massive limitation of the hardware that's been a complaint that they could address that people would love? I can't, just nothing comes to mind because it's generally been so well received.
Yeah, and I'm not sure its capabilities myself because I don't own one. Hint, hint, Nintendo, you can send one here. but like, would it be like a microphone or some other accessory that would allow people to play differently.
Again, though, like,
thinks out of the box, right? But
see, okay, now you say it that way, that's fine. Microphone, no, I mean, that's just an accessory. But like, okay, like the ultimate weird controller or a controller pack that includes, you know, tennis ball control, whatever. You know what I mean? Like some super bizarre. Oh man, Super Mario Tennis.
Yeah.
Wait, did they have one on Wii?
They might have something similar. Mario Party they haven't done. They could do that one.
Okay, that'd be pretty good on this, especially with the little controllers. That could be cool.
Yeah, that could be a neat thing.
So then game-wise, okay, so hardware doesn't feel like it's it. And now we're getting to the new dad prediction segment of the show. I think you'd agree. I don't think hardware sounds like it's it.
It just seems like a little much for Nintendo. They're pretty like slow and steady. So yeah, it does seem a little bit quick for them to do anything.
So games, but then something of note, like for that would take up like that, they would want to put this much effort and thought into announcing. Where they're being so cheeky. They're not going to be cheeky, and then it's going to be another Metroid sequel. You know what I mean? Like, it's got to be... So Smash makes sense. They announce Smash, the world, the internet gets smashed. And...
Yep. Yeah.
That one makes sense. Pokemon, fine. You could kind of see something within it. Is there any other, like, mobile property that would make sense?
I'm trying to think.
Because they just recently did... So obviously there's Mario Run, then they released, what's the name of the super chill town simulator?
Oh, Animal Crossing?
Animal Crossing. Animal Crossing launched.
They could do that, but that's not a huge deal.
Okay, what about like a Zelda Link to the Past on your iPhone?
That would be interesting. I would play that.
Right? Yeah, so like a mobile version of another like beloved franchise on mobile. Or now this isn't going to happen, but you can imagine like an entire eShop on mobile phones, so your entire Nintendo back catalog will just work on your phone.
Oh yeah
I mean, no chance, but like, hey, that'd be
no,
sweet.
Oh yeah,
would love it.
But like there's so many Japanese properties too that they could do. Like Dragon Warrior is a huge over there. Monster Hunter is coming to the PlayStation, Xbox. Do they have something different for the Switch? Because that was their kind of.
I could see that
for a while.
I could see that being auxiliary.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's interesting, in addition to something else, but on its own. Not enough for this much hype. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're not producing the hype. They are tweeting weird things.
I know, which makes it very curious. Like, they know the hype level is crazy.
Yeah. The way you describe it makes it feel like they're in on it. Like, they are directing. It's like they're producing the hype. Like, it's controlled, you know? Like, it's not just like a hype train out of...
Yeah.
Completely careening down the track.
Like, they have to have something. They wouldn't be trolling people if they didn't have anything. Because I think people would be generally, like, upset. They'd be like, oh, like, Nintendo didn't... Now we have nothing to look forward to. You have all these new Switch owners. You've got, like, massive momentum with your new console. What do you have to look forward to this year?
Like, yeah.
What's the big couple games? Is Doom somehow remastered for... Like, that's not a big game to me, but...
Yeah, see, again, that's the thing. Like that,
Half-Life?
That would, as part of a package where there's the one massive note that's like, oh my god, this came out. But on its own, like, and we have Doom, it's like, yeah, well. Yeah,
I don't know.
So, man, that's going to be so fascinating to watch. Just to watch the internet tear itself apart until they launch it.
I totally, like, if it's like a lightsaber game with a Star Wars property with EA, I will be angry.
you will buy a Switch.
Yeah. Well,
that's enough for you to switch.
But come on, we got VR over here, and they're gonna do a lightsaber game. Like, that would just send me over the edge. That would
be pretty. Man, how would that work? It had to be one player. You'd have your little.
I don't know.
We wind the little controller.
Yeah.
And you're just wavering. Yeah. I mean, jeez, if they Have they done, do they have any game currently? Like, I think EA owns the rights to it, right? Yeah. EA is the sole developer of Star Wars games.
Yes.
EA has shied away from Nintendo a bit. I know, like, there's a whole FIFA controversy.
Yes.
Coming to Switch, where they didn't think, either didn't have, or they didn't think it had the muscle power. So it was this weird version of FIFA instead of, like, the full one. Yeah. And I thought, like, they would bring a property to Switch specifically. Seems a bit, well, I mean, that'd be a hell of a surprise.
Far out there. I don't know.
Yeah, I'd be pretty stoked to see that. A little pissed off too, because the whole sitting with VR and a Move controller, just waiting for the lightsaber game.
It's charged and ready. Come on.
Charging right now, just in anticipation. Dad, can I use the Move controller? No, not until Star Wars.
No, you can.
Need to keep the charge, darn it.
Yeah.
Man, so one to watch. I mean, I would wrap it there. I would love to hear a little bit more VR talk, though, because I'm terribly curious what you continue to play during your first fertile months of finally having the headset you've so lusted after. So what has been your week in VR? The switch to our other gaming podcast, VR Dads.
VR Dads. I am totally into Skyrim still, but everyone knows what Skyrim is, so I won't go on about it. It is an awesome game. I totally recommend it. But I've jumped back into demos and looked at the sales again, because there's a couple that flew under my radar that are pretty cool. Like Dino Frontier. Have you played that demo? That is a neat game.
I actually didn't play the demo, but it is very much like you might remember from the previous shows. I always thought that like simulators and resource management games would be really interesting, where you can like pick up and move pieces. And I think Dino Front did that, did it not?
It did. And the way they do the Move controllers is that there are hands in the game, right? And you look at your hand, and up pops like your resource management, so you can just literally pick the buildings you want off your hand, and you can look at it closely and zoom away, and then drop it on the field, and it works. It's like it's a quick access thing that you could totally build a real-time strategy game in. I'm like, why, like even Civilization or like Age of Empires or something like that could utilize this like mechanic that they've built. It's just a neat game. It's a very short demo that I got with it, and I think the full game is actually a short game as well. But it's a neat way to kind of maneuver around the world and make a strategy game out of Move controllers and VR.
Yeah, it's like one of the coolest things. Like, as people, because this is so fresh still, right? Like, if you think back to old menu systems, old gaming systems that they had, like, this is just absolutely in its infancy. And to watch the developers start to figure out, how do you do menus? How do you do interaction?
Yeah.
How do you do fighting? Like, that sounds awesome.
Yeah. So I played that one. I played Raw Data as well, and I was really happy with that one, that demo. Raw Data is like a shooter, and you're going against these like robots, and you have a bunch of weapons, and it just felt like a fun shooting gallery. That was a neat way to, and you can move around, and I don't know.
Yeah, and it has a sword. So like I own the game. I've never played it.
Yeah.
Like, I think I played the tutorial level and I moved back on to other things. So it's in the queue of things I need to get to.
Right. That's a neat one, too.
Okay, so you started to dip into some of the other morsels of the VR world.
I'm trying to get as much as I can. Otherwise, I just go back into Skyrim, my happy place.
Never leave. Jeff's 2018. Skyrim, virtually. I'll say this, like, so actually I beat Rush of Blood.
Oh, did you? I still have to do that. Yeah,
it's just like, because I owned it forever. Actually, no, that's not quite true. I'd long appreciated it. I thought it was one of the greatest examples of rail shooter and like really excellent. I don't know. And after a couple of my usually torturous, never ending games, it's like I need to beat something,
right?
I need a win, you know. And it seemed perfect. I'll say, like, so the jump scares for me are more annoying than anything. Not that they don't like get me, but it's just like I hate them. It's so cheap, like, ugh, it's stupid, like,
yeah.
There was a couple fights, though, where the characters move as if they're in fast forward.
Oh.
And in VR, like, it was so unsettling.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even so much, you know, so of course they end up, like, right in front of your face and they're trying to, like, hit you and slap you around. Like, that's not even the real weird part. It's like, what's really unsettling is that they're in front of you and they're doing that movement.
Yeah.
In this reality, and to see it in that kind of 3D, quote unquote, real life perspective is, it really was bad. Like, I did not like that one bit. And then at one point, they brought in two of them doing that thing.
Oh, great.
And it was, yeah, that was not cool. Like, I was not pleased with that one bit.
Yeah, all I picture is like a horror movie with that, like, unnatural movement in VR while you're there. And you can't really close your eyes at that point because it doesn't just, you're like, you're in the game.
Oh, yeah. So the good thing, I mean, the great thing about it, though, was the level after that involved spiders.
Oh, there you go.
Literally, I was like, ah, good, I could take a break. Because I don't care about spiders. It's like, yeah, all right, big eight-legged things, whatever. So I'm just having a fine time shooting them. But eventually, yeah, two of the things would show up, and it was just, like, unbelievably unsettling. Yeah, it was a great game. Like, really happy with how it all came together. Feel such great gun mechanics and such great creativity as far as what they've done with the levels, the maps, the roller coaster. So
yeah
cheers agree. On that one. Keep your eye open for it if it's on sale. Like, it'd be worth a pickup for you. I think it's another example of a VR demo for friends and family.
Nice.
Get them to fall out of chairs. And yeah, otherwise it was Ultra Wing. Continue on that. Sky. Oh, what's a Pilot Wings? Pilot Wings for VR.
Ultra Wings.
Ultra Wings, yeah.
Same thing.
I said Ultra Wings. I'm trying to remember, and I was trying to remember the SNES title. So Pilot Wings. Pilot Wings for VR. So I got this new plane, and I didn't really understand the mechanics of it. It's a jet-powered glider.
No.
So you turn on everything, you push the button, and then the jet fires. But what you're supposed to do with it, like, you're supposed to use that to catapult yourself up into the sky. And then the jet cuts out, and then you're like... You're just, like, floating around. Great.
Right.
I didn't understand that that's how that worked. So, and it's fast as heck compared to, like, the first plane you're in. So I go catapulting up into the sky. Well, first thing I try to do is some loop-de-loops, which, by the way, you can totally flip around in this game.
Can you? Wow.
It's just the first plane can't handle it. This one, the first thing I did was a bunch of loop-de-loops. It was really unnerving. some of those, like, butterfly moments with it. But anyway, so I go blasting up into the sky. Oh, this is great. I got all this speed, and I try to cut through this tunnel. And then, like, I go to, like, I'm going through the tunnel. This is great time to pull up. There's nothing. Like, it's not moving up because there's no gas, right? Like, I'm just falling, basically.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Because I didn't understand. Oh, so awful crash, of course. And... Eventually I learned it out. So yeah, you can keep pushing the rocket button, but it only lasts for so long.
Oh, okay.
But oh man, it's a blast, and it is so relaxing. I mean, besides some of the death parts. You're just up in the sky, you're floating around, you're just kind of cruising through some islands. Like, it's
well supported too. I've seen the developer on Reddit, and he basically patches a lot of the requests.
Yeah, that, like, I think they've had three updates so far. Like, they are on top of it. They're like, a huge kudos to the developer. I'll say this too, actually, I had my wife fly because I thought it was so perfect, right? Like, this is such the game, like the party game. And yeah, so I had her fly, so she was really taken aback about how much it felt like flying. She had to take it off. She started to feel sick. So it was a VR legs type of thing where it's just like, okay, you can't just, like, jump into this one. So I was like, okay, close your eyes. I'll get the helmet off. Last minute abort. Anyways, VR continues.
Yes, I agree.
Oh, but I think with inspiration from user Scrawberry, I'll need to keep on my quest for Destiny.
Good luck.
And otherwise, take to the sky, and you need to work on... Oh, man, was it Fukroda?
Fukroda. I really wish that they had a speech in that. You just say it, and it just...
Oh, okay. you kind of you want to do it once and then
I'll do it once and then turn it off because I'll look like an idiot. Come on.
It's also like it's also 11 at night. Your kids are sleeping. You're push right out, daddy. You're just sitting there screaming. Oh. Thank you, everybody. That'll do it for us this week. This has been New Dad Gaming. Thanks so much for listening. If you have any questions, any show ideas, or anything else, you can find us at our website at newdadgaming.com. We'd always love to hear from you. If you would like to enter yourself in for the Gaming Dad Victory of the Week, or you know another dad that is deserving of this prestigious award, we'd love to hear from you. Either get at us from the website or all the social media accounts. You can, of course, find us there as well. This is a show that we record weekly. You can find on iTunes, Google Play, and any other podcasting service. Once again, thanks so much for listening. And until next week, my name is Trevor, and I have a 2.5-year-old and a 4-month-old.
And I'm Jeff. I have a 7-year-old and a 4-year-old.
Daddy, go back to bed. There's a dragon. Save yourself. See you next week.
See ya.